Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I am Tom, cruise director. This podcast is sponsored by the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork, where you can find all of our local podcasts. Local podcasters podcasting. How many times can you say podcast? Good morning. How are we? Well, today's that day, you know. If you'd have asked Tom, 8-year-old Tom, what's the worst day of your entire life? And I would have told you the day that my mom would pass away. At 8 years old, I used to cry in the middle of the night. I'd go beat on my mom's door. What's the matter? What's the matter? And I would say, I'm afraid you're going to die. That was my worst fear at 8 years old, my mom dying. But if you ask 52-year-old Tom today, what's your worst fear? And I tell you, my mom not dying.
We'll see it, enthroned in white grandeur, but tired and sheer. A whisper of wayward silver hair from your eyes. I've never seen you unkempt before. As you whispered, darling, close the door. Well, how have I not made a note to every word you ever said? It's not on our side, but I pretend that it's all right. She says the Lord has a plan, but admits it's pretty hard to understand. Before you leave, you must know you are beloved. And before you leave, remember I was with you.
October 28th. October 28th, 2020. My mom, Jean Erla Hunt Arquino, passed away. We lost her yesterday. And I love my mom so much. I know we all love our moms and dads and family, but, you know, September 10th, 1968, I was born. September 15th, 1968, my mom came and picked me up. And, you know, I was adopted. I was adopted at 8 days old by a couple who couldn't have children. My mom and dad could not have children. My dad was in the military. He was the first person from Delaware to go to the Air Force Academy, graduating class in 1959. Met my mom from Oklahoma. And they started their journey together. And in 1968, September, I don't even really know the day, my mom picked me up, and my dad was in Vietnam at the time. And, you know, they had gone through the process of starting an adoption, and then my dad had to go off to war, and my mom was home alone with my aunt and her family. And they called one day, and they said, listen, we have a child for you. And she went down, and they picked me up. And that would begin our journey together. A 52-year journey with my mom, which was one of the most amazing things I've ever and probably will ever go through as far as that kind of thing goes. You know, I go through this raising kids and family and all the new things that come to light in my life, but, you know, the relationship with my mom was pretty amazing. And she was such a wonderful lady. She ran nightclubs in Oklahoma City. She was a bookkeeper, socialite, golfer, grandmother, all of those things. The positive voice in my life. And I just loved her very much. I had talked to my mom 2 days ago. So, you know, my mom, last Thanksgiving, was stricken with a disease that attacked the vascular system of her eyes. It was a rheumatoid big cell arthritis something. And the Monday of Thanksgiving week, which is almost, we're coming up on almost a year, she just started having trouble seeing. And I, you know, I would talk to my mom and she would repeat questions, you know, just like an 82-year-old woman would. But when her eyes started to fail her on that Monday, and then by the Friday after Thanksgiving, she was completely blind. And that would be the beginning of the end of our journey together. And I never thought my mom, you know, to be honest, I didn't really, yesterday was quite a surprise. I mean, now I look back at it and I think, oh my God, it was clear. But I did not think my mom was going to pass away anytime soon. I was tortured by the fear of my mom not passing away anytime soon. My mom had been put, so my mom got sick basically when COVID showed up. We had to put her in the hospital. My dad, she was at home. So my mom had gone to the hospital and then she had come home and my dad was taking care of my mom. But my dad's 82 as well. And he was bringing in people and it just became too tough. She started to fall and she was blind. And she started to have early onset of dementia. And that one day she finally fell again and my dad says, I can't take care of her. And we had to put her in a home. And upon many requests by my mother, I never want to be in a home. We had to put her in a home. And then COVID hit. And then that would be the last time I hugged my mother. Until yesterday. I think that is one of the hardest parts about all of this is that we felt like we abandoned my mom. And I personally think that she passed away yesterday of a broken heart. My mom got COVID in the nursing home and survived it. But she did not survive a broken heart. And I would tell her, you know, we love you, Mom. I love you so much, Mom. As soon as they say we can, we will be here. I will be here every day. I will sit and read and bring you cookies. Whatever it is we do for our mom. But I couldn't do it. So she went to be with the Lord yesterday. And my wife and my dad and I went down and got to say goodbye. But now she's at peace. Her vehicle ran out of steam. I mean, that's what I've always said we're a brain car. And it's amazing when, we went down and I got to see her, and she was still in her bed, and she had passed away. She was gone, and her body laid there, and we got to say our goodbyes. But it's amazing what the human body is without us, without our spirit. It lacks emotion and facial expressions and the sincerity and whatever it is that comes from our eyes and the human body is like a stage, really, for our spirit to perform And when the spirit's gone, it's just a vehicle. And I didn't even really recognize her when I saw her yesterday. The disease had just taken its toll on her poor body, man. I just couldn't even, I looked in and I saw her laying there and I just said, is that my mom? Oh my God. She was so awesome. So awesome. You know, the relationship that I have with my mom today, it was all basically because I got sober. A living amends. You know, my mom was by my side through my 13s and my 14s and my 15s and my 16s. The deep parts of my fucking crazy beginnings of this life I had. Right by my side, trying to guide me through it, trying to figure out what my path was, trying to help me understand what was going on. And we would have conversations. And I remember so, so lost. And she said to me, "What can I do to help?" And I just didn't know. The problem I would have, which I would later learn today and I share with you all, is that I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. I was that way at 15 and I'm that way at 52. I don't know, you know, I don't know what the history of my world was. I don't know what my parents' history was, my birth parents. I don't know any of that. But my mom took on the job of trying to help me get through life. It's hard enough when you're raising your birth kids. But to raise a child that you didn't even deliver, it's a challenge. But my parents were up to it. And my mom always, always, always stuck by my side, biggest supporter. And I know that when she passed away, she was super proud of me and she was super proud of my brother. And she loved my father very much. She loved all of us. I talked to her the other day. I tried to call her 3 days ago and she couldn't get to the phone. And I was able to call her the following day, and she was really out of it. I could hear that she was out of it. And she finally was able to get on the phone. I said, "I love you, Mom." And she goes, "I love you, Tommy." She loved my wife. She loved her grandkids. She loved that I had a hair salon. She loved that I was sober. She used to say, "I'm so proud of you." I mean, that's what we want to be, right? We just want to make our parents proud. I love that lady so much. She was an amazing gal. And you can just tell by when her passing, the people reaching out. You know, her best friends had died. Her last best friend, Gail, just had passed away. Every day I felt like we left her in there. I couldn't go see her. We're at peace. My mom is at peace. My dad's at peace. You know, now my job is to be there for my father. And I've been there for we've been there for my dad this whole time. My dad and I and my brother and my mom, not my mom, but my dad and I, we really used to fight a lot. For good reasons, for a lot of it, my fault. Some of it, he's just a pain in the ass. But I said about 2 years ago, I said, "Dad, why don't we just stop fighting? Why don't we try that?" You know, fighting is easy, right? Cussing, fighting, storming out, breaking shit. It's all lazy, right? That's easy. But why don't we stop fighting, Dad? Why don't we try to think this through? Why don't we start getting to the core of what it is that creates our fighting? And I don't mean physical fights. I just mean, you know, bickering and arguing and storming out. My mom used to say, I hate it when you guys fight. And we made a conscious decision a couple years ago. We're not fighting anymore. I said, we only have a little bit of time left. Let's try to enjoy it. And that's what we do. So we have my dad over 3 days a week for dinner. My mom used to say, I talked to her on the phone. She's like, are you taking care of your dad? I said, I am. And she goes, I know he really appreciates it. I know he really appreciates it. I miss you, Mom, and I love you very much. I love you, Mom. Let's see. Let me see. Let's see what we can do. Let's see if we can read something here. Looks like I got only a little time. Someone's coming into the studio. Daily Reflections. October the 29th, our survival. Since recovery from alcoholism is life itself to us, it is imperative that we preserve in full strength our means of survival. Since recovery from alcohol, Jesus Christ, since recovery from alcoholism, since recovery from alcoholism is life itself to us, it is imperative that we preserve in full strength our means of survival. The honesty expressed by the members of AA in meetings has the power to open my mind. Nothing can block the flow of energy that honesty carries with it. The only obstacle to this flow of energy is inebriation. But even then, no one will find a closed door if he or she has left it and chooses to return. Once he or she has received the gift of sobriety, each AA member is challenged on a daily basis to accept a program of honesty. Surrender, you mean? A program of honesty? My higher power created me for a purpose in life. I ask him to accept my honest efforts to continue on my journey on the spiritual way of life. I call on him for strength to know and seek his will. You know, I mean, it's just another way of saying, you know, I surrender. You know, I surrender to this disease. I surrender to the fighting of my father and I. I don't want any of it. And I surrender to the fact that my mom passed away yesterday. Matt used to say, you get a couple days when someone dies, everything after that, you're making it about yourself. And as much as I would love to cry and create attention, the reality is that my mom is finally at peace. Thank you. You know, my mom got COVID. And I'm like, you know, oh my God, my mom's going to die. My mom's going to die. She's got COVID. My mom survived COVID. 82. And I was like, thank God. But then I'm like, my biggest fear was my mom laying in that bed without us being able to come in, without us being able to visit, without us being able to bring her cookies, without us being able to stop by and read to her for years. I was worried she was going to sit in there for years. My dad says, I think we need to call hospice. I'm like, why? You know, I started having feelings like, why are you putting her in the grave so soon? She's fine. She just can't see. I guess I just didn't want to say goodbye. I didn't want to say goodbye like this. All that my mom has done for us, and we couldn't be there. I think she understood. I think she understood. you know, the reality is that there had been a time in my life where maybe this would have been a good opportunity for maybe me to have a drink. This maybe would be a good opportunity for me to behave badly. My mom died. But what would my mom want? You know, it's weird. I've always, anytime someone passes away, when like, you know, I've had a lot of friends pass away, but like when Matt died, you know, I'm like, I wonder if Matt can see me now. I wonder if Matt's watching me. Now my mom's passed away. I'm like, I wonder if my mom's watching me. I wonder if my mom can see me now. I've been talking to her a lot. Good morning. How are you? I love you, miss you. We love you. Hope to see you soon, Mom. You were awesome. But the reality is, and like it says it in that reading, really, every day we get the reprieve of alcoholism on a daily basis, one day at a time. And you just never know when it's going to show up and in what form. That desire to think I can drink. The desire to think I can drink. Well, listen, I appreciate it. I appreciate you people allowing me to vent. I hope everyone out there is staying sober, hanging in there, kiss your moms and dads. You know, the biggest gift from sobriety is the ability for me to be there for my parents and my friends and my wife and children. It doesn't always make sense why I stay sober. 99.9% of the time it does. It's that 0.01% that's like, maybe you could drink. Oh, your mom's gone now. Maybe you can now, you don't have to worry about letting her down. But that's what kept me out of sobriety for such a long time, is because I felt like I had to do it for everybody else. But in the end, I really had to do it for myself. And then everybody else would appreciate it. All right, Gene, I love you, dear. You're awesome. Thank you so much for taking care of me. If you hadn't, nobody would have, maybe. I don't know. But I love you, I love you, I love you, and we miss you. And I will see you again one day. And until I do, we'll just take care of Dad and take care of the kids and watch over us, all right? I love you. Bye-bye. Are you afraid? However could you not be in this rosy light? This is strange. I feel a hand come through the mirror pointing at the light. Point at the light we never see as you put your feathered arms over me.
Chaos in your eyes, love.